Fiat. December 24th, 1936. The celestial and divine mother and the human mother. Fast rays of love of God, in which he makes his mother, by virtue of the fiat, generate her Jesus in each creature. Continuing the same topic on the Most Holy Virgin. A light descending from the bosom of the Eternal One invests my poor mind. But it is a speaking light, speaking so many things about the Celestial Sovereign that I don't know how to be able to repeat them all. But my beloved Jesus, with his usual goodness, says to me, "Courage, my daughter, I will help you. I will administer to you the words. I feel the irresistible need to make known who this mother of mine is, the qualities, the privileges, and the great good that she does and can do to all generations. Therefore, listen to me, and I will tell you things never before thought of either by you or by others, such as to stir the most incredulous, ungrateful, and sinful ones. I will tell you to what extent our love can reach." Well then, our love gave itself no peace. It ran and ran, but with such rapidity as to engage the whole of our divine being into giving unto such excesses as to astound heaven and earth, and make all exclaim, "How is it possible that a God has loved the creatures so much?" And so, listen, my daughter, to what our great love does. The creatures had a celestial father, but our love was not content. In its delirium and folly of love, it wanted to form for them a celestial mother and a terrestrial mother, so that if the cares, love, and tendernesses of the celestial paternity should not be enough for them in order to love him, the love and unspeakable tendernesses of this celestial and human mother would be the link of connection which, banishing any distance, fear, or apprehension, would make them abandon themselves in her arms, to let themselves be conquered by her love, so as to love he who had formed her for love of them and in order to be loved. Therefore, the most astounding portents were needed, and a love that never says enough, and that only a God can do. In order to obtain the intent, listen now to what it does. We called out of nothing this holy creature, and making use of the same seed of the human generations, though purified, we gave her life. From the first instant of this life, the celestial virtue of our divine fiat united to it, and together with it, it formed divine life and human life. It raised her divinely and humanly, and sharing with her the divine fecundity, it formed in her the great prodigy of being able to conceive a man and God. With the human seed, she was able to form the humanity of the incarnate Word, and with the seed of the fiat, she could conceive the divine Word. With this, any distance ceased between God and man. By being human and celestial, this virgin brought man and God closer and gave the brother to all of her children, whom they could all approach and live life together. And seeing in him and in her the same guises, invested by the same human nature, they would have such trust and love as to let themselves be conquered and love she who so much loved them. How much love does a good mother not win from her children? More so, since she was powerful, rich, and would lay down her life in order to rescue her children. And what did she not do to render them happy and holy? So, the humanity of the Word and the Mother, celestial and human, are like pledges in order to conquer the love of all and tell them with all love, "Do not fear. Come to us. We are like you in everything. Come, and we will give you everything. My arms will always be ready to embrace you. And in order to defend you, I will keep you enclosed inside my heart to give you everything. It is enough to tell you that I am your mother, and that my love is so great that I keep you conceived inside my heart. But all this is nothing yet. I was God. I was to operate as God. Our love kept running and running, and went on inventing new devices of love, yet more excessive. You yourself will remain stupefied in hearing them. And when the human generations will hear them, they will love us so much as to repay us, for the most part, for the great rays of our love. Now, pay attention to me and thank me, my blessed daughter, for what I am about to tell you. For our love, it was not enough, as I said before, that by virtue of our fiat, all be conceived in the heart of this virgin, to have the true maternity, not by words, but by deeds. Nor was it enough that she be conceived in each creature, so that each one might have a mother all for himself, and have the full right and possession, all being her children. Now our love moved on to another excess. First, you must know that this celestial queen, by possessing all the fullness of our divine fiat, which possesses by its own nature the generative and bilocating virtue, together with the divine fiat, she can generate and bilocate her son God as many times as she wants. And so our love imposes itself on this celestial creature and, delirious, by virtue of my fiat that she possessed, gives her the power to generate her Jesus in each creature. She makes him be born. She nurtures him. She does for the creature everything that is needed in order to form the life of her dear son. She makes up for all that the creature does not do for him. If he cries, she dries his tears. If he is cold, she warms him. If he suffers, she suffers together with him. And while she mothers and raises him, she mothers and raises the creature. It can be said that she raises them together. She loves them with one single love. She guides them, nourishes them, clothes them. And with her maternal arms, she forms two wings of light, and covering them, she hides them inside her heart to give them the most beautiful rest. Therefore, it was not enough for her love that the Word would incarnate himself in order to generate one single Jesus for all and give one single mother to all the human generations. No. Our love would not have been excessive. Its race was so fast as to find no one to stop it. And only when, with its power, it generated this mother in each soul and let her generate her Jesus, so that each one would have mother and son at his disposal, then did it somehow calm down. Oh, how beautiful it is to see this celestial mother, all love, and all intent in each creature on generating her Jesus, in order to form a portent of love and of grace. And this is the greatest honor and glory that her Creator has given her, and the strongest love that God could give to creatures. Nor should anyone be marveled. Our fiat can do anything and can reach anywhere. Everything is in its wanting it so. If it does want it, it is already done. Rather, the marvel should be in knowing unto what excesses our love toward man carried us.